All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, compassion. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life. I thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And today, Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. And I magnify your name because, God, you're good and your mercy endure forever. I thank you for the precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. I thank you that we've been delivered from the power of sin and darkness. I thank you that the yoke of oppression and depression has been broken over our lives today. And I think we have liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. I ask, Lord God, you will pour out your anointing in a great and a mighty way, that you will break the spirit of oppression, depression, lack, insufficiency, and poverty, be bound with chains from heaven, and loose abundance and prosperity, and loose healing in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost to grant healing and deliverance in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Lord God, send forth your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, grant healing, grant deliverance, and grant restoration in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, for those families that need a major financial miracle. Lord, let the money manifest this week in the name of Yeshua. Those that need a home, Lord, put them in a brand new home. Those that need transportation, bless them with the transportation. Those that need new jobs, God, bless them with the jobs. In Yeshua's my name. And Lord, we pray for the nation of Israel. We pray that you would arise from your resting place and that you would scatter the camp of the enemy. We pray that you would give the generals and the leadership wisdom how to wage this warfare, Lord God. We know they will be victorious because they are your chosen people, Lord God. And Lord God of Israel, I pray that your blessing be over this broadcast today, and I thank you in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, I am thankful for every time that I am on the airwaves. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. Man, the return of Yeshua is imminent, saints. And we got to press. There's work to be done. We want to make sure that we are walking in a covenant relationship with Him, that we're solid with Him. There are so many people that are dying, perishing without Christ. They don't know Christ. And we need to preach the gospel. We need to get to them and preach the uncompromised gospel to them. We need to pray for the pastors in these churches, that they will begin to preach the uncompromised gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah. You know, the Lord has showed me a while back that the church, the modern church here in America, it's all about entertainment. People come to church to be entertained. They don't really come to meet with Him because, first of all, they don't have that relationship with Him away from the building. They have not cultivated that relationship of spending time in prayer and praise and worship. Most Christians don't even pick up their Bible after they leave church on Sunday. They go in to be entertained. It's more about entertainment instead of pressing in and saying, Lord, what are you saying? You see, when we come together, it's to meet with God. It's to meet with Him. And we should be having an encounter with God every single day in our secret place. And many Christians have not been equipped. I talk to my son Joseph about this all the time, particularly with the young people in youth groups. They don't know anything about spiritual warfare. They don't know anything about cultivating and walking with God in a relationship to where there's a price to be paid for the anointing, to be sold out. And they think it's just, you sing a few songs, lift our hands, get emotional and things like that. But truly coming to know the God of the Bible and understanding his ways, there has to be an equipping, and we have to equip the saints because the times are perilous and we need to know how to fight. We need to know how to bind and loose and rebuke. We need to know how to do this stuff, you know, with the word of faith. We got so caught up in naming it and claiming it, but we couldn't pray away a headache, couldn't pray away a gnat. And it was all about us. And we've been preached a man-centered gospel that it's all about us instead of preaching about Christ and preaching about the Father heart of God and how much God loves us, that he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, and that we have been redeemed, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. We have liberty in Christ Jesus. No, we're not going to be exempt from trial. He says in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But it does not mean we're exempt. It just means that God will give us the grace to overcome, get through this, and walk through it. God will grant the healing. God will grant the deliverance. We have to stay the course and press our way in and make sure we get to the finish line and not give up. We have to continue to fight. And when we can't fight no more, then we yield and say, Lord, okay, it's all you now. It's all you. Because the God that we serve is great. The God that we serve is mighty. And I tell people all the time, why do you want to serve a created creature that can only be in one place at one time when God is everywhere, every time, everywhere? That's what people don't understand. Satan can only be at one place at one time. But we know the presence of God is everywhere. We serve the God of the universe. We serve the one true and living God. And when I'm going through a trial, and I'm going through a tribulation, I have to, it'll come out at some point, sometime. And I'll say, God, I know you. I'll say, God, I bow to you. God, I only serve you. I only worship you. So you might as well go ahead on and heal me. Go ahead on and bless me. Because nothing is going to change. If I served you when I'm broke, I'm going to serve you when I'm rich. Lord, if I've been nickel, living off a nickel, I've learned how to live off a dime and then a quarter. You see what I'm saying? But we get that assurance because we know the God that we serve. With the God that we serve is mighty. So we were in Isaiah 37. I was read through this, and we were talking about as the enemy was coming and issuing a challenge, and we were talking about what's been going on with Israel as well as in the lives of believers, that when the enemy will come and challenge God's authority, when the enemy comes at you, he is challenging God's authority. And what Sennacherib was doing was challenging God's authority. He was issuing a challenge saying, your God, you can't trust him. You can't trust him to deliver you. You can't trust him to provide for you. You can't trust him for your healing. You can't trust him for your deliverance. And so the enemy tries to sow the seed of doubt, and he issues his challenge, but it's in the enemy's arrogance still, knowing that they are a defeated foe. But they still issue it, and we in the natural, in the carnal, if we aren't careful and don't get out of our feelings and our emotions, we can get caught up. We can't live by our feelings and our emotions, because if we do, we are in trouble. The enemy has us. When we live by our feelings and our emotions, the enemy takes away our peace. And when you don't have peace, you have anxiety. Then it begins to impact your health. Then the enemy has you. You have to learn to step out of your feelings and your emotions, saints, and say, Lord, I don't understand it. Lord, I don't like it. But Lord, I'm looking to you. I'm crying to you, God. You are my source and you are my strength. You are my God. I have nowhere else to turn. I don't have a mama. I don't have a daddy. I don't have an inheritance. God, I have you. You're the creator of the universe. And I need you to move in my behalf. As I told you last week, sometimes we don't have to pray no long, eloquent prayer. God, simplicity in speaking to God
is sometimes that all it takes, because as Sennacherib was masking and issuing all of these things and bringing these long discourses of what he's going to do and what he's done to other kingdoms. But when the man of God Hezekiah, and I will encourage you to highlight this in your Bibles, when he got the message again in Isaiah 37, let's go there for those that were not here last week. Let's see how Hezekiah prayed in the midst of overwhelming circumstances. The enemy was basically saying, I'm going to destroy you. And you can't trust in your God. Your God can't do nothing. He can't stop me, because I have all of these victories. And this is how Isaiah prayed. And as I told you, this was my mom's favorite prayer. And she would pray this prayer, and she would back up into a corner, and she would pray this prayer. And I said, when you get bad news and you get a report, you get a bill that's overwhelming, I take it and go lay it before the Lord. And I pray this prayer. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and he read it. And Hezekiah went into the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. You see, sometimes, saints, you got to take your grievances, your cases before the Lord, and just lay them before him. And have a clear, concise conversation. You hear me, saints? And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwells between the cherubim, you are God, even you alone of all the kings of earth, you have made heaven. God, you are the creator of the heavens and earth. Lord, you are God. You are God. Incline thine ear, O Lord. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which have sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste. Yeah, they've had a lot of victories. They've done a lot of stuff. And they have cast their gods into the fire, for there were no gods. The work of men's hands and wood and stone, therefore I have destroyed them. But now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kings of earth may know that you, Lord, are only. You see, you know, they're praying this prayer in Israel right now. Oh, yeah, they know it. They're asking God to intervene for them. We can ask God to intervene for us, too. Because we're children of the Lord God. We've been grafted in by the blood of Yeshua. We have a right to call him Abba Father and cry out, God, help me. Lord, have mercy upon me. And then, because God does hear prayer, he answers prayer as well. And look what it says here. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent unto King Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised you, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy servants hast thou reproached the Lord, and hast said, by the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon. I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the height of his border and the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk water with the sole of my feet. Have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places? Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou should to lay waste defense cities until the ruinous heaps. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as grass of the field, and as the grass herb, and as the grass of the housetop, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But, you know, saints, I want you to get this and highlight this in your Bible. I don't think I told you to highlight it last week. I know where you live. Think about it, saints. The God that we serve, our Heavenly Father, there ain't nothing the enemy doing that he is taking him by surprise. And when God gets ready to call him on the carpet, he says, I know where you live. I can reach out and touch you anytime I get ready. You can't hide from me. You can't hide from God. Your enemy, those people that are persecuting you and coming against you, they can't hide from God. He knows where they live. He got them. So why are you fretting? Why? He says, I know your bow and thy going out and thy coming. I know when you leave and when you come home. And I know that you got this rage and this anger against me. I got you. I got you in check, baby. If we can only just grasp the truth, the God of the universe is our Heavenly Father. He's given us His Holy Spirit. And when the enemy comes and go boo, we start trembling and shaking and get all nervous and have anxiety. Somebody's going to get this today. I hope you get this, recognizing that when the enemy comes huffing and puffing, he says he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he's not a lion, seeking whom may devour. He's looking for those that would just cower and just roll up into a ball and say, oh God, the devil is at me, the devil doing this and the devil. Quit saying everything the devil is doing and start talking about what God is doing. Because God rules and reigns supreme. The enemy is a defeated foe. Yeah, there might be some spiritual war, but you know what? My God is greater. The power of God is greater. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And if God truly is God and God truly is in control, then I ain't gonna lose no sleep. Y'all remember the story in the Bible that the ship was going, there was a great big storm, and Jesus was down the bottom of the boat, and he was down there asleep. And the disciples got afraid and got down there, and they went and woke him and said, Master, Master, we perishing, we perishing. He said, what you afraid of? Have you forgot? And Jesus got up, peace be still. Calm the seas. They spoke the word, peace be still. Sometimes you got to walk through your job. Peace, be still. You walk through your homes. Peace, be still. You spirit of chaos, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Go and get out of here. Peace to my atmosphere. The peace of God comes. We got to be militant. Got to be bold. God says, I know where you live. I got you in check. I know you're going out and you're coming in and you're raised because your rage against me is tumbling. It's come up into my ears. Therefore, I'm going to put a hook in your nose. God don't play. He said, I'm going to put a hook in your nose. I'm bridling your lips and I'm going to turn you back the way which you came. And you shall be a sign unto thee. You shall not eat this year such as growth of itself. And the second year that which springeth forth of the same. And the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear up fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with the shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return. He shall not come into this city. The Lord said, he ain't going to be able to come to this city because I'm going to stop him. This is what God's going to do in Israel. You're going to see some of these political leaders over in the Middle East.
they're going to be taken off the scene. Watch. God says, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000, in other words, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead. One angel. One angel took out 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. You see, this is the God that we serve. When God issues a command, it's a wrap. There ain't nothing in me say, ain't nothing in me can do. It's going down. And it's going to be victory for the Lord because God is going to get the glory. God said, I'm going to defend this city for myself. You know what? And when God says enough with Hamas and Iran, and as I told you in the last broadcast, Iran is Persia, biblical Persia. Modern day Iran is Persia. So that strong spirit that fought to keep the word from coming to Daniel. That's why Iran is a major player in the end times and Bible prophecy. They ain't going nowhere. But God's got them in check already. God has everybody in check. If you play chess, you know, when you put somebody in check, they have to try to escape. And every time they escape, they still end up in check. They can't get out of check. And that's what God has with all of these players in the Middle East. What you see happening and taking place is biblical prophecy being fulfilled. But at the same time, in your spiritual journey, your spiritual walk, God has the enemy in check for you as well. You just have to open up your eyes and see it and receive it and believe it. And look at this. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Shadrach, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, ran his death. His own son shook him out. When God gonna do something, he gonna do it. He said that he ain't gonna come to the city. He didn't make it. Went back to his own hometown, his son shook him out. You see, when God determines to do what he gonna do, he gonna do it. And when God fights for you and he has promised to deliver you, he has promised to be a stronghold in a time of trouble, you will be victorious. What you have to do is stand and fight and stand in the power of his might, dressed in the armor of God, and know that if God be for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the God of the Bible will fight for you. He sent his son to die for you. His blood was shed for you, and you are now his son and his daughter. Receive what God has with you. Walk in victory. Saints, I can't finish today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and know that Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. Pray for your families, your members, loved ones, that they will receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.